In church, we tell stories, and one of the stories today, Jesus tells, and in the middle of telling the story, he says, "Are you listening to this? Really listening?" What does it mean to really listen to a story? Start with the basics. What do you have to open to listen? Open your ears, and then what else might you have to open? When Jesus, when God's talking to us, what else do we open besides our ear? Our heads and our hearts, yes. So sometimes we listen just by being quiet and we open our ears. Come on over here, sit here. Oop, or sit here. Come on down. But sometimes we have to open up our hearts and open up our minds. And you know one of the ways to do that? You be quiet and you sit really still, which is kind of hard to learn, but you sit still and you're really quiet so that you hear God, but do you hear him actually talking in your ear? No. Where do you hear him? Rebecca, where do you hear God? You hear God from the sky? Yes, sometimes, but where do you hear God? Where's God speaking to you? Do you hear him in your mind and in your heart? Yeah. So when we read this, you guys, when you go off to your Sunday school and you learn all about this story, there's a couple different ways to listen. The first one, Rachel said, was with our ears. And then Rebecca said, with our mind, and then with our hearts. So let's pray for that, okay? Come on down here and we'll all get close. Do any of you guys want to lead the prayer or do you want me to do it? You're sleepy? Well, then you come on down here. I won't have you do the prayer. You can just rest your head. Okay. So, dear God, we ask you to fill our hearts and our minds with your stories and love and open up our ears and our minds and our hearts to hear you. We ask this in your holy name. What do we say at the end of a prayer?
Amen!
We do. Amen. Thank you. The enthusiasm is wow.